Good morning, welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Saturday the 3rd of April, episode number 786, continuation of yesterday's preview. not quite 100%. Interesting, out of Texas, it just amazed me, you lot. Somebody said, what's the point of the preview if I keep saying, I'm paraphrasing again, but basically, if I keep saying I haven't got a bet, why don't I just put the games with the bets? Part of the skill of this game is not having a bet. In fact, it's a massive skill in this game to actually sit and not go through it. It's one I must write at least 200 to 300 times a season to emails to people. If you take the four top leagues in Europe, Spain, Italy, England, Germany, there's 39 games a week in a normal year. Admittedly, we have some midweek football, but generally 39 games around. There's not a bet in all 39 games, and very, 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 very unlikely that all 39 games offer a lot of value in any of the markets. And that's the skill. So the idea of these previews was just to share some stats and thoughts on the game. And if there is something I feel that is a strong bet, I'll give it. Just staggering. Just amazing how people go on. Not something I'm going to get revved up and stressed out about, but it just, or never, ever, I say that we're all different and you never stop learning, and I never have stopped learning how people think and what people do. It fascinates me what makes people tick in this game and how you go about it. I've not done anything yet. I've actually had a quiet day yesterday, and I will, I think the season might well limp to the end. I'm going to be very cautious over the next few weeks, and my thought process is already turning to next season. But yeah, interesting. Yeah, what's the point if you're not going to have a bet? So I've got some games today that I'm probably not going to have a bet in. Let's have a look. I think we got up to the Arsenal game, Liverpool. Looking forward to the listener and that game today. Southampton take on Burnley. Let me just get the odds up on Betfair. Southampton take on Burnley. Southampton obviously have gone catapulting themselves down the table, and now sit in the middle of the table, but Burnley bottom six. And surprisingly, Southampton in the Premier League, when they have been in this position, sort of mid-table playing a bottom six side, they've only lost one game. They've played 13, won 8 of them, drawn 4, lost 1. Burnley lost 8 away. So I think Southampton here are a little bit big. They were spiralling out of control. The international break may have benefited them. I couldn't put you off a little sort of back of Southampton. And if you're brave, lay Burnley. Can't see Burnley winning, but I couldn't put you off a little back of Southampton at the prices. So there you go. That's one I'm quite bullish about. I think Southampton are going to beat Burnley, and I think the prices are bad. Newcastle then take on Spurs. Newcastle, I mean, absolutely in the doldrums at the minute, firing back down the table. Spurs, good win against Villa, absolutely dominated them, played them off the park, absolutely run rings around them. A game I think Spurs will win, but they're a bit too short for me. Spurs 26 games away as a top six team. Unbelievable that we are a top six team. I couldn't believe that. I had to double check it. But Spurs 26 as a top six team in this sort of odds bracket, away to bottom six sides. 115, drawn 3, have lost 8. And those odds just make me think that Spurs are a little bit short. Not short enough to go into lay time. I was thinking if they're around 1.5, then I would be getting in the lay mode. But the prices in this game are probably pretty much okay. So there was nothing there in the match odds for me. I do quite like the over. I think over is just a little bit big. I made it a shade of odds on, and it is 202. So you can drip back over 2.5. Newcastle versus Tottenham through the first 10 minutes and trade on a goal. Villa, will they recover from the pasting that Spurs beat them? Villa home to Fulham. Fulham battling away, desperately trying to get out of trouble. Haven't got a lot of data for Villa as a middle third team. Obviously, when they visited the league last time, they were banging around down the bottom, weren't they, with Sherwood and the likes. But Fulham away, so in effect you've got Villa middle of the table, Fulham bottom six, position they've held fairly regularly in the Premier League, in their 18-19 visit and their 2021 visit, when they played 16 games of bottom six against mid-table teams, and they've lost 10 of those, drawn 3, only won 3. So Villa at 2.36 based on that, and Fulham's performance doesn't look too bad. Another one, if I was gunned to my head, I would be back in Villa, or the safe play is probably to lay Fulham. I'll be surprised if Fulham win. Joking aside, I thought Villa played well for the first 20 minutes against Spurs, and we absolutely smashed and grabbed and nicked a goal, and they were obviously missing Grealish. But first 15-20 minutes, they could have easily been a couple ahead. So I think Villa are a good price, 2.36, particularly given Fulham's away record in this sort of game. United versus Brighton. I'm starting to struggle with Man United. I'm just starting to struggle with Man United's price. I see some games that I see them where I think they should be 1.5, 1.6, and they're 1.3. I fully expected to see them home here around about 1.5, and they're 1.73. I keep saying it, Brighton are a bottom six team. I know they've had a couple of good results, but they are still a bottom six team. There's no getting away from it. They are future relegation candidates. United have won 3 of the last 5, have drawn the other 2, unbeaten. Brighton have lost 3 of the last 5, admittedly won the last 2. I just found it all a little bit weird, this one. I think Man United are massive. I've got to be honest, I think Man United are a massive price, given this game. You always feel you're missing something, but United home top six against bottom six. They've won 16 of 29, drawn 8, lost 5. Admittedly, Brighton have won 3 of the last 12, going to Liverpool and winning. But the only, you know, the last win before that for Brighton was when Villa were in the top six and they beat them. I can see it. The phrase is coming. I see it as a fill your boots job. I'm missing something clearly. I see this as fill your boots. Man U versus Brighton. I can't see genuinely that Brighton have got any hope of winning this. And I'm not going to lie. I'm a little bit confused. I'm perplexed. It's got me on the ropes. I was just going to check a couple of other sheets, just see if I am. No, I can't see it. So for me, I think Man United are a big price to beat Brighton, and I can't see any other result personally. I know Potter has his fans, but not for me, as they say. So that's that one. And who else did we do? And I did Everton Palace. Everton, 25 games as a top half. They're a top half team as we leapt above them against mid-table teams. So in effect, Palace, 27 games where they've been sort of middle third of the table, that mid-table position that they hold quite often. But when they've played teams above them, they've played 27. They've only won 5. They've lost 19 of those away. Everton have won 15 out of 25 against teams like that, only lost 5 I can't see Palace winning. Don't really want to get involved in laying Palace at 5.5. So for me, it's one. I think Everton will win this. So I think Everton. So this week, Everton to beat Palace on Monday. United, fill your boots against Brighton. Villa, I like against Fulham. And I think Southampton will beat Burnley. Bear in mind, these are home teams. And home teams aren't winning, it's COVID. And Tottenham will beat Newcastle, but I don't like the price. So that is the Premier League preview. Might have got some bets in there, me old fruit, if that's cheered you up today. I've got a few others as well, and got two over 2.5s in Holland. Not a league I throw a lot of bets about. But the VVV Venlo game and Sparta Rotterdam games in the Dutch Eredivisie, I like both those over 2.5 goals. So back over 2.5 goals through the first 10 minutes and trade from there. And I've got three first half goal games. Can't read my own writing. I've written these down. I can't even read it. Granada. I think they're playing Villarreal. Napoli against Crotone and Leverkusen, who are playing Schalke, I believe. I like those for first half goals. Wait 20-25 minutes if it's 0-0. Drip back or drip lay a first half goal. Some of you back them from the start. Some of you lay the first half goal. Whatever you want at your own peril. That's it. It is Easter weekend, so enjoy your Easter. I won't be back tomorrow. I will be back with a Mindset Monday on Monday. I'm having a quiet week next week. I say that. I mean, I won't be about much. I've got, with the weather getting better in the international break, Sam started a major gardening project, which has now turned into a major rebuilding and landscaping project. And we've got some people coming to do some work or look to do some work, and I've got to do some bits. I've got to do some manual labour because she wants to get it all done ready for the summer. So I've committed myself to doing that, but I will be doing Mindset Monday, football processed every day. Ultimate, we've got a football process Monday as well because the Championship are playing again. But just generally for general queries and that, I won't be about a massive amount, but we'll keep on top of it. And Dave and I will go through all the emails Thursday and catch up. And we've got also Aintree, the festival packages. I forgot about this. We're doing the Aintree. We're going to do Aintree, Royal Ascot, Goodwood and York Ebor meeting as festival packages, similar to what we did for Cheltenham. It's priced exactly the same, but we're going to do a package for all four, which brings it down to about 3-4 quid a day as opposed to the fiver. And you'll be able to sign up to that Monday or Tuesday. We're just putting that together now. And then people will get that ready for Wednesday, Thursday for Aintree. And if you just want to buy it on a per meeting basis, that option will be. But I'll have all details of that over Monday and Tuesday as well. But there will be, you know, we asked people if they wanted it. We will be doing the festival. We're gonna put a front sheet on, which is a bit simpler. A couple of people found it was a bit too detailed and too much info. So there'll also be a front, simpler sheet for people who just want to have a look and see what horses we fancy. I will do probably do an Aintree blog as well. I'll put my bets up on Aintree. I'm going to try and do the four festivals, but obviously I don't know what's happening in the world when we get to the rest. But I'll do Aintree next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So I will make sure I do that. Perhaps have a Grand National, and we got the Masters. I suppose I should do a Masters comp as well. I've got lots to do, haven't I? What was I doing in international break? Right, that's it. I am going. Enjoy your Saturday. Best of luck if you have any of those bets. It's all at your own peril, and I'll be back with you tomorrow. Back with you Monday.